As pejorative terms like bird brain attest, most people don't give sparrows much credit for intelligence or adaptability. Commentator Julie Zicofus worked for over a month to outwit one sparrow. In the process, she discovered that it had quite a fan club in the grocery store where it was trapped.
I was picking over the green beans when I saw it, a flutter of wings against the fluorescent lights in the ceiling overhead. My heart sank, as it always does, to see a bird in a grocery store. I followed it to the bakery and smiled when I found it, perched on a birthday candle display. In the little wire candle tree, it had found the only remotely shrub-like structure in the entire store. Now, a song sparrow can live a mighty long time in a grocery store. Years, I'd guess, if the management doesn't decide to do it in as a health hazard. It's got everything it needs except its freedom and the company of its kind. It can nibble the fresh produce, scrounge for spilled seed in the pet section. It can drink the automated mist hissing down on the salad greens. The chances of its finding its way back out through the double doors are about nil. I began asking around in the store's bakery, where the ladies gave me his story. "He's been in here about a week," one told me. "He'll let you come up and talk to him as close as you are to me, but you better not have a bassinet in your hand. And he comes around and sits on the hot trays of rolls as they come out of the oven." "I named him Paul," she added, a little sheepishly. I came back the next day with a sparrow trap. It's a simple wire box with a spring-loaded lid. When the bird lands on a trigger, the lid slams shut, and the sparrow is yours. After a week, Paul had cleaned up all the seed I'd scattered around it, but hadn't put a toe inside the trap. It took me over a month to catch Paul. I did it by wiring the trap open so it couldn't spring shut, and feeding him seed and treats from dishes set incrementally farther inside the trap. One fine Friday, I set the trap to spring shut. I was finishing up the dinner dishes that same evening when the phone rang. It was the store's manager. "Julie, we have a bird in the trap." I whooped with joy. My husband Bill swung by and picked Paul up on his way home from work. Finally, I had the fugitive in my hands. To my surprise, he was a rare bird, a savanna sparrow. In the morning, we took him outside to release him to the natural habitat he'd been deprived of for a month. His high-carb diet had clearly agreed with him. Paul was padded. Released, he shot like a brown arrow to the top of a tree, his feet fumbling on the unaccustomed natural surfaces. He sat for 20 minutes, looking all around, watching the birds at our feeders. Then Paul wiped his bill, gave a soft tweet, and was gone. Out over the meadow, headed south.
Commentator Julie Zicofus is a licensed wildlife rehabilitator and writer living near Whipple, Ohio, and you can see her painting of Paul at our website, npr.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.